Again, I'm trying to fill out this picture of what it is we're supposed to be anticipating. And the readings every week give us more and more details about this. When Isaiah talked about the lame being able to walk and the blind being able to see, he's not just talking about miracles, he's talking about the point of those miracles, which is what? Our reconciliation with each other. That's what we're supposed to be anticipating. Raising Ngandwe, whom many of you know, my African son, has been a real grace for me in that I have seen firsthand how handicapped people, you know, he has polio and all that, how handicapped people are treated in our society. They're extrinsicized. They're aliens. They make people fearful, wary. And so when the prophet and when Jesus himself describes all these miracles, the miracle is that we human beings are brought together again. That's the miracle. And you'll notice in the list that Matthew has Jesus propose, the greatest of the miracles is the last one, that the poor had the gospel preached to them. Who gives anything about the poor? The poor are poor. Well, they're poor. But they belong to be poor. They're lazy. We all know they're lazy. They don't work. Listen to the U.S. Congress right now, and you'll find this reiterated again and again. Forget the poor. If you give them stuff, they'll just want more. Okay. And that's why today is important on several counts. Today, Nelson Mandela is finally being laid to rest in a little bitty town. What was he about? Exactly what Advent is supposed to be about. At his trial, before he even sent to Robben Island for the first of those 27 years, he said, "I don't want white domination. I don't want black domination. I want a reconciled society. That's my issue. That's what I'm concerned about." And that's why it's such a privilege to live on the same planet as this man in our own time. Not only talk the talk, but walk the walk, if you will. It's possible, in other words. It's possible to overcome all the alienation in so many forms that we feel from each other. I mentioned a couple at the beginning: self-righteousness, greed. The list is depressingly long, of course. So we're not just awaiting some birthday here, we're awaiting a transformation of us, of all of us, of the world. And it's extremely important that we keep this in mind, because Jesus is the reason for the season, as the great Sarah Palin constantly reminds us. But the reason that Jesus is so significant is precisely his transformative work, life, in the world. Jesus did not come for his own benefit. Jesus came for our benefit. And our benefit is precisely to come together, to try to come together. And so when we get the preaching of John the Baptist, the great announcer of this future kingdom, it's really important to notice the very first things out of his mouth, which are the very first things that we get in the scriptures, out of the mouth of Jesus: "Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand." In other words, look at your lives. Look at everything in your life which keeps you from other people. Everything. Your fear, your sense of competition, your sense of your unworthiness. this great, great, humongous list of things whereby we can distance ourselves, not just from each other, but from ourselves. And that is a really important corollary of this. You cannot distance yourself from other people without distancing yourself from yourself. We don't believe this, I don't think. I don't. In fact, I think I'm probably most myself, and I can push everybody at a reasonable distance away from me. But that's precisely what Advent is here to remind me of. That's precisely a pointer to those things of which I need to repent. To have a radical transformation of my imagination. So we get swords into plowshares, we get lions and lambs. We get the poor hearing the good news. And this is not just pious rhetoric. This is not hallmarkery. This is supposed to be real. This is supposed to be our destiny. This is supposed to be what we, as Christians, as human beings, are called to. So Christmas is so obscured, obfuscated by too many carols, too many trees, too many ornaments, too much fretting about gifts. Did I send them a card last year? Should I send them a card this year? Blah, blah, blah. All this nonsense, which is pure distraction. Damaging us to the extent that in being concerned about that stuff, we diverge from what Christmas is really supposed to be about. Christmas is supposed to be about the arrival of this man, Allah Nelson Mandela, Allah Martin Luther King, Allah Mohandas Gandhi, Allah Malcolm X late in his life, who call us to each other, who remind us in every conceivable way that we really are to be brothers and sisters of everybody, not just of a select few, whereby we can protect ourselves. Circle the wagons, boys. They're coming after us. Which is, I think, the normal sort of kind of consciousness I walk around with. You know, I got to protect myself. I got to protect myself from all those enemies out there. Who are the enemies? Everybody else. Well, Christmas, Advent. We need to be very clear and single-minded and sharply focused on what is our real expectation of what is to come, and our participation in enacting the what is to come as well.